are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Dumela.
Dumela ntate le tlhotse jang?
Re tlhotse sentle moruti ke a utlwa jwanong. Ne ke sa utlwi.
Erra, but for some strange reason I could hear you perfectly. I'm not sure what was going on.
Amme.
Erra, perfectly. Erra.
Okay, well, I'm not sure what's happening, yes, because now I try a different number and we can get you. Thanks so much to the producer who has been able to locate the other numbers for you. But now, Moruti, we're going to be talking to you about Christian behavior. We should have started yesterday. Unfortunately, we had some tech issues, but it's not all lost,
sir,
because we're getting into it right away. Now, the Bible tells us that we are all sinful, that no one is perfect.
Yes, sir.
According to Romans 3:23. Now, it also tells us,
yes, sir,
that faith without works is dead. That's according to James 2:14 to 26. Now, with all of that said, is there such a thing as a Christian behavior? And that's what we want to look at this afternoon. And perhaps by the end of the day or tomorrow, we should have at least have answered that question. Now, Pastor, what does the Bible say about how we should behave as Christians particularly?
Thank you so much. That's such a beautiful question. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is 1 John 2, verse 6, that commands us or requires of us as Christian to walk even as Jesus walked. So one of the things that we understand from Scripture is that being called a Christian or being called by the name of God comes with the responsibility of living a life of obedience to the claims of God. And I like to link it to the idea of citizenship, because in John chapter 3, Jesus clarified that unless one is born of the water and of the Spirit, he will not enter the kingdom of heaven. So when we are born again, we are born into a new kingdom with its principles and policies and laws, and we should live according to it. So that's in essence what it means to be a child of God, living according to the principles of the kingdom of God.
Beautiful. Now, is it possible to live a Christ-like life? Aren't we already born at a disadvantage, having born into sin, because the Bible says we're all sinful? And now we want to see if it's possible to actually live a Christ-like life.
That is a very good question. And I think the answer is that this is why we need to be born again, because our sinful nature tends or leans towards the direction of sin. And in fact, the Bible even says our righteousness is as filthy rags. So in our own strength, in our own might, even on our best day, our good works cannot commend us to God. Now, this is why we need to be born again. And the principle of God, through the help of his Holy Spirit, helps us to live a life of obedience. And one of my favorite verses is Philippians 4:13, which says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So the idea is that even living a holy life comes about as a result of God enabling you to do that. Philippians 2:13 lastly says, it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his pleasure. So the reason we can live a holy life and it's possible is because Christ is the one working in us and empowering us to do that.
Very nice. And so he is the one who actually empowers us to be able to achieve this Christ-like life.
Absolutely. We cannot do it on our own. Even if we were to attempt it, we would fail and even fall short of the kingdom of God. But it is purely through his strength and might. And that's what the Bible goes on to say. It's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. It's by his grace and his power that we are able to stand and live up above our need.
Moruti. Now, Moruti.
Yes, sir. Erra.
Yes. Now, what do we say of those who naturally exhibit the Christ-like characteristics? Like, they're generally just honest people. Naturally, they're patient, they're kind, but they're not Christians, really. Is it still considered a Christian behavior? Because we've seen those people.
Yeah, thank you so much for that question. One of the things that I love to share with people is that as human beings, we are all made in the image of God. And one of the results of this is that even though we are sinful human beings, there's a part of our nature that is able to pick or identify elements of good here and there. But this is where the challenge is. There's a difference between being right and being righteous. Because you might find that someone is good or seemingly good, but when it's weighed according to the high standard of God, you'd find that it actually falls short. Sometimes you would find that there are people who are generous, not because they are kind, but because they are selfish and proud and love recognition. And they do good for wrong reasons. So you would find that where human beings attempt to be righteous in their own strength and might and power, it looks good. But as far as God's standard is concerned, it falls short. That's why for us to really be up to God's standard and up to God's character and up to Christ likeness, it needs Christ. We cannot do it in any other way, whether it's through meditation or through self-help or any other means. It's only through Christ alone.
So those who are not Christians, yet they do this, is it only through Christ as well?
It is actually, I believe, you know, one of the realities that we learn of the Bible is that while God is in the process of reaching us, His Spirit strives with our hearts. So at times, even the elements that we see in human beings who maybe do not follow the Lord. In fact, if you read in Romans, for example, you learn of how people also learn about the wisdom and the character and the love and the character of God in nature by observing the natural world and how nature reveals. The Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God. So some of these lessons are actually adapted from the natural world in how we see God revealed through nature. But all in all, you would find that always where human beings are good without God, it always has its limitations and its challenges and sometimes negative motivations.
True, actually, very true what you're saying. Now,
yeah.
if one struggles to exhibit some of these character traits, does that make one less of a Christian? This is now a baptized Christian who has confessed the need of the Savior, yet they don't exhibit or struggling to even exhibit some of these character traits. Does it really mean that they are less of a Christian?
One of the things that is very clear, and these are some of the statements in the Bible that are remarkable. When you read in the writings of the Apostle John, he would write, for example, that my dear children, I write unto you that you sin not. So you learn that by the grace and power of God, it's actually possible to live a life up to the standard of God. In fact, when it speaks of trials and tribulations and temptations, the Bible says God will not allow anything to come our way above that which we are able to bear or handle. He actually weighs it and provides a way of escape. So whenever we sin, sin is actually a deliberate, willful choice to rebel where God has made a provision for you to get away from that. So when a Christian is struggling with sin, many times you find that we sin not because God's grace is not sufficient for us, but because we turn away from that grace and seek our own desires and interests. But if we are to surrender fully to Christ, He would enable us to live a holy life. Lastly, I'd say that when you look at the life of Jesus, because ultimately Christ is our role model, Christ was able to live a life of obedience to God without failing on any point by total dependence on the Father. And what this teaches us is that we too, if we model our lives after Him and depend upon His Spirit, we too can live the life that He lived by total dependence on Him. So the key is total surrender to God. Sometimes you find that we give half of our hearts to the Lord and we are surprised by the results at the end when we are half converted.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, Pastor, we're going to be wrapping up now. Any words that you'd like to leave with our listeners in as far as this conversation is concerned?
Thank you so much. I would say 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, now everything has become new. So Christ is able to make us new again. If we're to open our hearts and surrender to His Spirit, He can enable us to live a whole life. I don't know, there may be someone who's listening to this program who is struggling in a particular area. The Bible tells us that God's grace is sufficient, and God today can give you the power to overcome if you surrender to Him. The key thing is to give Him your whole heart, and He will enable you to live a life of victory over sin.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for joining us. Wishing you all the best for the Amen. Afternoon, and we're going to be connecting with you once again tomorrow at the same time and same place.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Blessings. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.